Let's begin again by sitting quietly, getting calm and centered, and taking a few deep breaths. Let go of the other experiences of the day and focus in just for a few moments so that we can complete the task at hand. I give myself permission to release and let go of the fears, hates, anxieties, controls that no longer serve me. And I allow things to spontaneously flash before me because they're coming to be addressed at this time. As these flash before me, I give permission for it to be healed, and I forgive myself for these experiences because I know they were just experiences for my growth and development. I forgive others, and I ask forgiveness of all that I may have harmed, knowingly and unknowingly. I am filled and purified with divine love for complete cleansing and healing. Love heals all. I accept it, and I go free. All the fears, hates, anxieties, and controls that have flashed before me, I ask that the angels gather them together now and take them away. Transmute them, transform them, clear them, purify them. They no longer serve me. They're no longer a part of my reality. I choose that only unconditional love be expressed in, through, and around me. I choose that only the highest will be done in, through, and around me. I know there is power in that choice. I know, believe, and embrace that the universe honors that. I have the authority to create the reality that serves me best. The angels have now taken these things, all that has been gathered together, into the oneness for cleansing and healing, that the low frequency dark energies that no longer serve the highest good are released and healed. It is done for the highest purpose. It serves the highest good, and it blesses and uplifts us all. And so it is. For this, we give thanks. I can now return to my room and my physical body and come back to full awareness, knowing that it's complete. It's finished. I no longer have this concern. Before we begin the prayers, I would like to check your energy field, just of a couple of people, before and after. Not only will you feel the change in the energy, but there will also be a major change in your energy, and it can be shown in the physical world with the dowsing instruments. So before we begin, let's measure, and I'll pick you two people. All right, I've measured the energy of these two ladies in the front here. And the one, the auric field, is out approximately 5 or 6 feet. And the other is about 4 feet. After we do the prayers, you will physically feel the shift in the energy. But I want to also show you with the dowsing instruments the change that takes place when we are calm and centered and connected to the absolute infinite consciousness. Let's get ourselves centered and calm and focused. Take a few deep breaths. Just relax and let the cares of the day go by. We've talked about the infinite, absolute, eternal God that is ever growing and expanding, just as we are. Now let's experience that loving force that's there to guide us, to protect us, to give us wisdom and understanding, and that we have accessible to us at all times. As we begin our prayer, I will be presenting it in two ways. You can say it along with me, or you can say it in your mind. Let's begin. Where there is love, there is light. Where there is light, there is God. I ignite and expand God's love and light within and around me. Where I am, God is. A little differentiation on this prayer, the oneness prayer. Where there is love, there is light. Where there is light, there is oneness. I ignite and expand the highest source of love, wisdom, and power within and around me. Where I am, oneness is. Let this resonate within you. And as you look over your own energy, you will notice there's been a shift. Not only is there a shift of your own sense of calmness and peace, but you'll notice there's an energetic shift in the entire room where you are. So just take a moment to enjoy that. Let's recheck the energy fields of the two ladies that we measured before the prayer now and notice the change. Were you able to feel the shift in your energy when you said the prayers?
Yes.
Good. And we'll show you also with the dowsing instruments that what you felt is actually a real physical world thing. And I'll measure your energies again. Wow. Both of you definitely connected into the oneness of the infinite because your energy fields are out beyond the walls. So you've connected into the oneness of the absolute infinite consciousness. And that's what we said in our prayers. As you are saying the prayers to yourself, think about expanding that light within you. I ignite and expand God's love and light within and around me. See it expanding in your mind. And first expand it in your chest and throughout your body, and then expand on out, 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 further, further, until you fill your whole room, and then fill your whole town and fill the whole state and fill the whole world with that energy because it's infinite. You can expand it out as far as you want. There's no need to limit how far you can expand it. So never underestimate the power and the protection in a very simple prayer.